Welcome to my very first podcast. This is Mark Condon, and I'm excited about this new way to express my thoughts and ideas about everyday life matters. I value your heart and ears, and I thank you for giving me a few minutes of your valuable time in this busy, busy world as I share some of my thoughts, my philosophies on different matters of everyday life. Well, let's get started. When deciding to record this first audio podcast, I quickly realized that there are many topics that I could and eventually will discuss, but I thought I would start with family, since it's such an important part of our life and our inner joy. When there's peace in our home, there's fertile ground for growth in every area of our lives. Ministry, jobs, careers, wealth, and other areas of success seem to fade when there's chaos in the home. Well, I want to give you a small and easy homework assignment at the close of this podcast for you to try. I believe that it will improve the relationship in your home with either your spouse, your children, or friends, or whoever you choose to use this assignment on. We often learn more by our failures than we do our successes. We learn how not to do things, which is usually more of a teacher than how to do things. Let me get started by making it clear that almost every family is somewhat dysfunctional. Seriously, my kids certainly think that Carol and I and our family is dysfunctional at some level. I can't begin to tell you how many times our children have informed us that we are just not normal. Our family is not normal. And they would let us be aware in such passionate terms, "Mom and Dad, even our friends think you guys are weird." Well, let me just say, every family has their weird ways. And probably every one of us can say that we are not normal at some level. Well, I want to go on record. Now that my kids have grown up, I think they now realize that, yes, we were weird parents, but that wasn't all such a bad thing. One of the greatest compliments, though, came recently on a car ride home. And we were driving home, and out of the blue from the back seat, one of my children said, "I love our family." My wife quickly replied, "Why? What would make you say that?" And he began to go into all of the reasons why he loved his siblings and our family. Wow, what an amazing and fulfilling feeling. Our children and our spouses are hungry for security, strength, comfort, compassion, understanding, let me emphasize, balance, and peace in our homes. What we provide to our family affects the very core of who they become and how they see life. It affects their self-esteem and their hope as to what they are capable of accomplishing in this life. You see, if you have someone who believes in you, no matter if you even fail, that gives you permission and a boldness and a confidence to go after the things that you normally would never even attempt. Because of my wife's strong affirmation and belief in me through the years, I have always said, just give me God and Carol and I can start all over and succeed again. I have had for years Carol behind the scenes coaching me and saying, "You'll be amazing at that, Mark." And every person needs this kind of affirmation and appreciation. It's a huge error to just assume that our spouses and children know that we love, appreciate, and believe in them. This is something that they not only need to hear, but more importantly, they need to believe to be true. They must know that you sincerely believe in them with all of your heart. They need to know that failure is a part of the process of them growing. We should rejoice in failures because it's one more rung on the ladder of growth. Recently, I decided to try to go the extra mile with Carol in appreciating her and letting her know how much I really love and cherish her. I was out of town teaching at a power worship conference when I was just thinking about her. And so I stopped everything, took a few seconds to text her a little message. It said, "One thing I really love about you is how you work so hard to create a home of peace for our family." It wasn't long before I received the reply, "Oh, how sweet, and I love you." Later that day, I sent another text. Another thing, and it said, "Another thing I love about you is how you speak so sweetly. Your S's hooked my heart 29 years ago, and I still love it." Carol has a very dainty, pronounced, and crisp S when she speaks, and it captured my heart from the very first day I met her. I began to text her multiple times for the next several days. And I would say, another thing I love about you is, and I'd fill in the blank, and I became more creative and detailed with every text. After about 15 of these, and knowing that I am an avid book reader, she said, "Did you read a book or something?" However, I will say, she didn't really care if I did or not. She was starting to look forward to every text that I was sending her. Whoever said flattery will get you nowhere was not a very bright person. I was actually trying to just let her know how much I appreciated her, but what I quickly and clearly realized after thinking of all these extraordinary qualities was that I was so blessed to have such an amazing woman. When you take the time to think of all the amazing qualities that your spouse, child, parent, or friend have, it will draw you into a new and fresh appreciation of that person. After about 10 or 15 things, you will have to start really digging deeper than that normal surface go-to compliments that you normally whip out. This will begin to enlighten and cause a deeper appreciation for the many qualities in their life that bring you joy every day of your life. As all of these wonderful, unique attributes that I love about her came to my focus, it made me want to even be more kind and loving to her. Obviously, when you appreciate someone sincerely and express it, that seed that you sow most often will be reciprocated. The bottom line is, not only will this bless the recipient, but also it will enlighten and deepen the love that you have for this person. Often we get so busy and spend more time thinking about me and my needs. What are you doing to make me happy? What are you doing to make to meet my needs? What are you doing to make my life easier? Well, the problem is, the more you look inwardly, the more miserable you will become. Because basically, what I'm asking of you is to become more grateful for the most valuable assets that you have in this life here on this earth. And that is your family and your close friends. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25 from the Message Bible tells us that the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy, well, it gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. That's a powerful scripture that we really, really need to learn. So here is your takeaway from this podcast. I would like for you to take one or both of these ideas and put them into practice for the next 30 days. Begin to watch how much this will bring you closer to the ones that mean the most of you. I would like to suggest for you to once a day text your spouse or child or both and say, "One thing I really love about you is," and you fill in the blank. Then follow up that next text with, "Another thing I really adore about you is," and once again, fill in the blank. If you don't have texting, then I suggest try the post-it note method. I suggest you go to your local department store and pick up some sticky post-it notes, you know, those little yellow pads, and once a day write one positive attribute that you love about that particular family member. Post this in some obvious place where they cannot miss it. Just watch how this changes the environment in your relationship and in your home. This may be a good practice that you may want to try from one child to another. Well, I so appreciate you giving me a few minutes, and I hope this has been a positive experience and well worth your time listening. If so, would you do me a huge favor and stop by my Facebook or Twitter page and let me know that you downloaded this podcast and that you listened to it, and let me know what you were able to take and utilize from this podcast. Also, if you feel this would encourage or help someone close to you, would you take just a minute and share the podcast link with your friends? You can connect with me on Facebook at Mark Condon Music. Or if you're a Twitter person, you can connect with me on Twitter at Mark D. Condon. One last thing, please take a minute and check out my music on iTunes. I'd love for you to download my latest song called Cover Me and leave a comment on iTunes. With all that being said, I thank you. God bless you. And I'll see you next month on our next podcast.